السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى He is Aziz, the Almighty, the Hakim, the one in control, the ruler. And when this is the case, and we are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He can command us to do whatever He wills. In fact, if to acquire Jannah and to acquire safety from Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a deen which wasn't based on wisdom. Such a deen in which there were actions which were not so beneficial, not beneficial. Our deen is not like this. Every single part of our deen is full of wisdom. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to give us a deen, was to give you and I a deen which didn't have commands based on wisdom. There were commands which Allah ta'ala gave them, but there was no wisdom behind it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you carry these out, you will enter Jannah and you will stay safe from Jahannam. Even then, we should have been ready to do it. If someone was to tell us that is my dustbin outside that is full of rubbish, go and empty it on my lawn and I will give you £1,000. And he said, "You are positive?" So he said, "Yes, yes, here is £1,000, do this." The action is nonsensical. But if a person gives such a reward, then I don't know about you, but I would readily do it. If supposedly, hypothetically, our deen was, na'udhu billah, it was not based on wisdom, it was nonsensical, but still we were to gain Jannah in exchange, we would still have happily done it. But the reality is that every single part of our deen is based on wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have commanded us to do whatever He wanted us to do, but He didn't. He commanded us to do those things which are based on wisdom, which are beneficial for us. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl, He is adil, He is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted, He could have given one group in society, in the Muslim community, more leeway and the other one less leeway. And He could have said that if you want to go into Jannah, follow this. And you would have been happy that for 60, 70 years, we're not treated fairly, but in return we get Jannah. That is a fantastic outcome. But this is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is adil, He is adl, He is just. So no command of His is as empty of justice. And when that is the case, then there is no group to whom justice has not been dealt. We are living in an era where everything is distorted. Everything is distorted. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hinted to this in his ahadith. On one side is the era of Dajjal. And on the other side is the era of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dajjal, the name Dajjal means the great deceiver. The name Dajjal means the great deceiver. So on one side you have the great deceiver, the greatest deceiver. And from the hadith we understand before him a number of deceivers, lower level deceivers will also turn up. So that is on one side. On the day of judgment. On the other side, you have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's era. On this side, everything was as clear as daylight. What is right, what is wrong, what is just, what is not just, was as clear as daylight. And as you get closer to the era of Dajjal, everything becomes distorted. What is right seems wrong, and what is wrong seems right. What people think is good is in reality harmful for them. And what people think is harmful is in reality good for them. And that will reach its peak when Dajjal turns up. We have all heard about Dajjal, that he will have many so-called miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will temporarily give him certain powers. And one of them will be that he will be able to create the illusion of a small Jannah and a small fire. And some of those people who oppose him, he will give them a choice that you're ready to believe in me and you can enter here. And if you're not ready to believe in me, you'll be thrown into this fire. But these will both be illusions. And in reality, the person who enters the illusion of the fire of Dajjal, he will be in enjoyment. So Dajjal is a great deceiver. Everything will be distorted in his time. So as you get closer to the Day of Judgment, these things will happen. And in our time, against the rulings, against the commands of Islam, you will see this from time to time, that someone will say it is backward. Someone will say this command is backward, it doesn't fit in the 21st century. Someone will say that Islam prejudices against this group. Islam doesn't give fair rights to women, or Islam doesn't give fair rights to this group. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are believers, and part of our belief is that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, we believe in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. If a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lacks belief in, his belief is incomplete. And one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he is just. So for a mu'min to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, automatically he should think that whatever everyone else is saying, people out there may say that, you know what, Islam deals with women like this. In an Islamic country, non-Muslims who live there are dealt like this. They are treated unfairly, they are treated as second-class citizens, whatever. But the fact that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just should be sufficient for us. And if you ponder closely, and you understand from the ulama, the people who have true understanding of deen, you will come to realize this as well, that every command of deen has justice. On one side, deen says that women, females, as far as possible, without a necessity, without a reason, should stay within the home. So someone may say this is unjust. But at the same time, if you look at the entire system of Islam, the deen also says that there is always such a male who has to provide completely for that female. If it's not the husband, then it is a father. If it's not the father, then it is someone else. To the extent that if there is a female who has no one, then it is not her responsibility to go out and earn. Even if she is fit and healthy, she is able to earn. The Islamic state must provide for her. Every single thing has complete justice. In our time, those of us who work in the community will know that one of the great problems of our community is that women get divorced and they really struggle. They have one child, they have two children, and they struggle to make ends meet. They are literally speaking in poverty. Here I should mention, this is not the topic of our discussion as well, is that the only place to give zakat and sadaqah is not overseas. The only place to give zakat and sadaqah is not overseas. Yes, give zakat and sadaqah overseas as well. But now, unfortunately, the conditions of our country are such that there are a significant number of people, not in our country, in our town, who are eligible for zakat. And the fuqaha have said that it is preferable, if there is no other means of preference, then the people who are closer to you, they are in your town, they are in your country, it is preferable to give zakat to them. I am not saying don't give zakat abroad. What I am saying is that also think about, just take a portion of your zakat aside to give here as well now. So anyway, I was saying that in an Islamic country, this would never happen. In an Islamic country, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that, shall I inform you of the best sadaqah, the best charity? What do we think? There is a war-torn country. Providing the digging a well for people who don't have water, who can't walk for miles, who have to walk for miles for water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, shall I inform you of the best charity? He said that ibnatuka mardudatan alayka laysa laha kasibun. Your daughter, she is returned to you. What does that mean? She was married, so it was her husband's responsibility to provide for her. And then she was returned to you, husband passed away, she became a widow, a divorce happened. She is returned to you and there is no one to earn for her. So then deen says that you must provide for her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is the best charity. Every single part of our deen is just. Yes, deen does curtail and restrict every person's freedom to some degree. That is exactly what deen is. No deen is freedom in this world, total freedom in this world, and no freedom in the hereafter. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. The world is a prison for the believer. These are the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does that mean? One meaning of this is that the believer will have restrictions in this world. If he has this expectation that I should be allowed to do whatever I want. If a person has this objection that I am a female, so why am I not allowed to go to the masjid like males? Or male has this objection that why is it that I must go to the masjid for every salah, barring a reasonable excuse, and there is a whole group of people in the name of females who don't have to go. If someone has any objection like this, then he hasn't understood that ad-dunya sijn al-mu'min, this is a place of restriction. No prisoner who is in prison expects to do whatever he wants to do. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This world is a prison for a believer. And for the non-believer, وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, it is his jannah, he can do whatever he wants. And in the hereafter, it is the opposite. But even in the restrictions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us, long term there is only benefit. Long term there is only benefit. And in the freedom which is given to non-Muslims and people who don't follow the deen in this world, there is nothing but harm. Yes, temporarily it may seem like I can do whatever I want. I can wear whatever I want. I can go wherever I want. So I am better off than that person, that woman who follows a deen, Islam, so she is confined to a home. She has to cover like this. But in reality, 20 years down the line, look at her life, look at how much peace and comfort she has. And look at your life and you will understand. Our deen is perfect. Don't ever let anyone create an objection against it. If anyone ever creates an objection, then whether you are able to answer to it or not, understand that I didn't design this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed it. And he has much more intelligence, much more wisdom than I do. So it must be correct. And when you get a chance, if you go to an alim, he will be able to explain to you in such a manner that you will also agree that yes, our deen is full of wisdom. This is also part of our deen, to have complete conviction upon every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I previously mentioned that once Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah, he mentioned that my younger brother, he went somewhere. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah's younger brother was not an alim, but he had some understanding of deen. So he went somewhere and someone told him, a follower of another religion told him that our religion is better than yours, this person said. And he said, because every single command of my religion, I can explain to you, it perfectly fits logic. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah said, in answer, my brother said, that is exactly proof that your deen is false and our deen is true. Your deen, a human can explain every single command of it, that is proof it was made by a human. And our deen, yes, there are many commands that the ulama will be able to explain to you. But there are some commands as well with the ulama, they themselves will not understand the wisdom. And that is because it wasn't made by an alim. It wasn't made by a human, it was made by someone other than a human. It was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have this conviction. And the hereafter is يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِ, the day secrets will be revealed. Every person will understand the reality and the wisdom of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have this conviction upon each and every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسب واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah, eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah, eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. فالغامت الصلاة غرامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سو صفوفكم سفد وسفر مالي straighten the rows please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla don't leave any cups if there is a cup then fill it in if there is space in the stuff in front of you then fill it in الله أكبر سبحان الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تقابل